Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doc Gautreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Felix. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Joe Genewich. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fraga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Fraga settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fraga. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Alexander, and towards Adams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Bancroft reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Nays, who is chasing the ball. Fraga reaches third base with a triple. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fraga scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraga fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich strikes out. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Gautreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frey Gaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Frey Gaw. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 1 in the game. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Burris reaches second base with a double. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 1 in the game. Felix hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. High hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Burris trying to get to home. Heathcote throws the ball into Gonzalez, who tags Burris, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Frey Gaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey Gaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Frey Gaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey Gaw moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Welsh. Frega tags and scores. John tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0-for-1 in the game. Genewich hits a pop-up towards third. Frega settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frega fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-2 in the game. Nays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Frega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frega is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Frega hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. John hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards second. Gautreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 2 in the game. Felix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. High hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welsh. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander bunts towards first. Burris scoops it up and throws to first, with Gautreaux covering, for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft has Gonzalez trapped. There's the throw to Gibson and over to High, who tags Gonzalez for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fragaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Heathcote moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Wilson pinch hits for Joe Genewich. Frank Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Gautreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Gautreaux reaches second base with a double. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 3 in the game. Nays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rosie Ryan now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-3 in the game. Moranville strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Welsh moves to second. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Felix hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Alexander covering. Safe. Welsh moves to third. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-3 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bancroft for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.